I don't want your money, big brother.
Fine. May I pay your bride's expenses?
He desperately wanted his brother to have a wife at the same time he did. He loved his brother, but it would be nice to be able to eat alone with his wife at least once during their first year of marriage. Wesley thought it over for a moment.
I do want to marry, but I hate the idea of you footing my bill for it. How about you pay and I'll pay you back, even if it's only a dollar a month for the rest of my life?
Patrick shook his head.
Fine. But if you have to miss a payment, I'm not going to hold it against you. How do you make your living again? I'm the world's softest banker. What can I say? Sob stories break my heart.
Patrick knew he was terrible with evicting families. He did everything he could possibly do to give people another chance, and sometimes just let them live on their property with no payments. If he hadn't had so much of his own money, his bank would have gone under in 3 months flat. Wesley laughed.
That's why you've never called on me to evict anyone.
I know of at least 3 families who should have been kicked out of their homes more than once.
Probably.
He ate a forkful of baked potato, coated with butter.
Let's write the letters after supper. By the end of the summer, we can be married. Who knows? In a year, we may each have babies to bounce on our knees.
June 1885, Beckham, Massachusetts. Melinda stared down at the freshly covered grave, tears streaming down her face. How are we ever going to go on without him? Some of her black hair had come out of her bun from the high winds, and her brown eyes were red from the crying she'd been doing for the past 2 days. He was the most wonderful man in the world. If not the most wonderful man in the entire world, he was the most wonderful man in her world. Ellen sighed and nodded, reaching out to hold her sister's hand. He was.
You didn't know him like I did. You were always so much closer to Mother.
Her voice caught on a sob.
I followed him around like a lost puppy for years, until he made me stay inside and help you after Mother died.
She glanced at her sister, who was also crying.
I'm still terrible at housework.
Ellen let out a feeble laugh.
You're getting better.
Melinda shook her head.
I know I'm not. You have to tell me how to do everything.
She blew her nose loudly into her handkerchief, thankful the small group of mourners from their church had already left, and she didn't have to be delicate about it.
I can hoe a row of corn faster than you, though. And milk a cow? I can milk 4 cows in the time it takes you to do 1.
She knew it wasn't something to brag about, but with as good as Ellen was at everything in the house, she had to be better at something. Ellen slipped her arm around her younger sister's shoulders. You sure can. You're also a much better seamstress than I am.
I am not,
Melinda said in shock.
What makes you say that?
She wasn't better at anything that had to do with women's work than her sister. Ellen just seemed to do all the things Melinda struggled with naturally. Ellen steered her sister toward the waiting wagon.
You just are. I'm a decent seamstress, but I'm better in the kitchen.
Ellen didn't seem upset or jealous, just matter of fact. Melinda found herself wishing for what seemed like the millionth time that she could be more like Ellen. They walked slowly to the wagon, and Ellen drove them home. It was a beautiful summer day, and they both wished they were out in it under better circumstances.
We need to figure out what Father did with the money,
Melinda said. She had been thinking about it, and she knew their father wouldn't leave them with nothing. He couldn't. He was too good a man for that.
What do you mean by that?
Well, Father knew we only had a little bit of food left, so there must be some money somewhere. Otherwise, we wouldn't have made it through the month.
She shrugged.
So there must be money. You'll help me look, right?
Ellen nodded hesitantly.
We'll look.
She obviously thought Melinda was grasping at straws, but she didn't argue with her about it. Melinda sighed.
I almost feel guilty for worrying about food and money right after we bury him, but we need to eat.
She put her hand over her flat stomach. Just the thought of not having food was making her hungry, and she'd had a big breakfast just hours before.
You're right. We do.
We have to go on without him, but we'll both miss him for the rest of our lives.
I can't believe he's really gone.
Every time she realized she would never see him again, she wanted to cry. How could she spend the rest of her life without him to help her make the right decisions?
I can't either.
He was our rock after Mother died. How are we going to get through this without his shoulder to cry on? Melinda took Ellen's hand in hers,